Blog Talk Radio.
Of the enemy, spiritual assembly of God in Christ. Now, this is Sister Zonia. Anyone wish to call in? The call in number is 929-477-2573. I'm Sister Zonia of the Garden of the enemy, spiritual assembly. Now, anyone that cares, again, I'm going to repeat the number just in case you did not get it the first time. The call-in number is 929-477-2573. And if by chance the live broadcast is not convenient timing for you, then it's no problem because you can still catch the archive. You can pull up the archive and play the recorded episode on my Facebook page, my Twitter, or my Google Plus. Or you can, it's live streaming, so you can go on the web and pull up Blog Talk, God of Consenemy, Spiritual Assembly, God Talk, Ms. Petonia's Blog Talk, Radio. So, and you can play the program and listen to it. The recorded version of it. So, okay. Again, I thank you all that tune in and do listen to the recordings, because I really do have some very valuable information that I share here with you. And we had started on doing sharing a little bit with you about pattern healing. And I'm going to continue on. And today, let's see where we'll start. today. I'm just going to do, okay, it's 8 habits to better health. Do I want to do that right now or do, yes, yes I do. Okay, so the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Proverbs 21:31. What is heaven's approved method of obtaining healing? If a doctor you trusted informed you that you better, informed you that to get better, you only need to take 8 different medications a day. And then he offered to give you, to give them to you for free. And will you try them? The likelihood is you will. Today, the greatest physician is the universe is offering you his remedies. Will you accept his offer? The greatest physician in the universe is offering you his remedies. Will you accept his offer? Yahweh often uses the simplest means to accomplish the greatest results. Goliath, the great, was killed by a small pebble. The power did not come from the pebble, but from David's faith and obedience to Yahweh. Naaman, the leper, was healed after washing 7 times in the river of Jordan because of obeying. He expressed trust in obeying Yahweh. Yahshua, the anointed, same yesterday and today and forever, the only true physician, is offering you today similar remedies to prevent illnesses and obtain his healing. Hebrews 13:8. Yahweh's way is superior to other solutions that the world provides because its remedies address the root of the problem, not just the symptoms. They are free. They are invariant, and their side effects are desirable. More energy, greater endurance, sharper memory, clearer thinking, deeper sleep, easier weight management, and younger looking skin. My. What are heaven's 8 remedies? Okay, I'm going to give you one right now. I'm going to give you one today. Okay, truly the light is sweet. A pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Ecclesiastes 11:7. Almost all life cannot exist without sunlight. Not a leaf for fruit to grow, nor a flower bloom. The life of every created being is the more perfect, the more creature. Wait a minute. The life of every created being is the more perfect, is to perfect, okay? The more the creature enjoys the influence of life. Let me read that, go back to that sentence again. The life of every created being is the more perfect, the more the creature enjoys the influence of light. Let a plant or animal be deprived of light, notwithstanding every nourishment, care, and cultivation, it will first lose its color, then its strength, then completely decay. Just like plants, Yahweh made our skin to have its own form of photosynthesis so that we are able to convert sunlight into healing with substance like vitamin C. By design, we're created to live largely outdoors, that the entire body could receive abundant sunshine. When the ultraviolet B light of the sun strikes the skin's tiny oil glands, cells, substances within them, ergosterols are irradiated and transformed into vitamin D3. The blood cells then support this vitamin to the rest of the body. Wait a minute. Let me correct that. It says where the blood cells then transport this vitamin to the rest of the body. The vitamin D is unique in that it is a tiny vitamin that humans produce sensitively, making it technically a hormone. Receptors that respond to this vitamin have been found in almost every of human cells. From the brain to the bone, there are only 30,000 genes in your body, and vitamin D has been shown to influence over 2,000 of them. This is one of the primary reasons it influences many diseases. Here are just a few sunlight exposure benefits. Okay, strengthens the immune system by increasing the number of white blood cells to the body, including the lymphocytes and the powerful germ killers of white blood cells. Okay, provides pain relief, strengthens and studies the heart. Evaluates the mood, it elevates the mood. The association between darkness and depression is well documented. When neuroscientists keep rats in the dark for weeks, the animals not only exhibit depression and behavior, but also suffer damage to brain. It is known to be underactive in human depression. Improves mental function. One study revealed that after exposing participants to 20 minutes of high white light in the morning, they become more alert. The brain images show that regions of the brain involved with alertness and some cognitive processes became more active. Okay, it increases muscle tone, promoting a leaner, stronger body. Yeah, I like that. Okay, encourages weight loss. Sunlight increases the body's metabolism, resting metabolic rate, okay, by stimulating thyroid gland function. It also stabilizes blood sugars, this helping to reduce blood food cravings. Lowers cholesterol by converting it under the skin into vitamin D. In turn, more cholesterol from the blood is sent to its place. 2 hours after a sun bath, an average of 13% reduction in human blood cholesterol takes place. Aids in calcium stimulation and strengthens bones and teeth. Scientists have observed that people living in cloudy areas, here there is not, where there's not much sun, have worse dental decay than those who live in the tropics, where the sun beats down on them many hours a day. Okay, increases in volume of oxygen in the blood. Sunlight increases the capacity of the blood to carry more oxygen and take it to the body tissue. Even a single exposure to ultraviolet light in the sun will greatly increase the oxygen content in your blood. Bronchial, thank you, Lord. Asthmatics, who can hardly breathe, are able to inhale after a sun bath. Now, that's interesting. It inhibits cancer growth. Really? Oh, my. Okay. Let's see what else it does. Okay, in addition to that, okay, has an insulin-like effect, stabilizing blood sugar. Simultaneously, sunlight helps to elevate blood sugar that is too low, hypoglycemic, while lowering blood sugar that is too high, diabetes. It prevents type 1 diabetes, multiple cirrhosis, and schizophrenia. Improves liver function, helps the body to eliminate toxic chemicals and environmental pollutants. Balances hormones. Some scientists believe that sunlight searches the pineal area through the eyes and affects the pituitary gland, body's master gland, which controls the hormone production of the other endocrine glands in a beneficial way. Destroys germs within 10 minutes, including dangerous ones. It destroys germs on the skin by changing the natural body oil on the skin into bacteria. Bactericidal agents from vapor rising from the eradicated natural skin oil kills bacteria, reverses jaundice, slows down aging by improving the body's cleansing symptoms. Now, okay, I'm going a little bit further here. So it wants to know, now, how can I receive the most benefit from sunlight? And if that's a question that you may have, I'll tell you what it says here. If unaccustomed to the sun, start with only 5 to 15 minutes under direct sunlight, not behind a window, exposing as much as your body as possible, especially the area that is affected. You can gradually build up to 20 to 30 minutes daily. The sun has ability to create over 10,000 IU of vitamin D after 15 minutes of being in the sun at noon. However, factors such as geographic latitude and seasons affect how much vitamin D is actually produced. Also, synthetic sunshine inhibits the body's production of vitamin D and is carcinogenic. Okay. Many people believe sun exposure causes cancer, but according to a study published in a prestigious cancer journal, exposure to the sun decreases cancer rates. Studies also show that indoor workers are more likely to get lung cancer than outdoor workers. If you feel your skin has low tolerance of the sun, maintain a nutrient-rich diet, eating only natural fats for several months. This will increase your skin's resistance considerably. It is interesting to note that just as the health is improved by sun exposure, it can also be improved by direct contact with the earth, by walking barefoot on grass, sandy soil, and rocks. Our body's energy is subtly recharged from the energy that covers the earth. Now, that's interesting. How soon will the body absorb vitamin D made on the skin? Okay, when your skin is exposed to ultraviolet B radiation from the sun, it converts a cholesterol derivative in your skin into vitamin D3, according to Dr. Joseph Marcola. It takes up to 48 hours for the surface of the sun to absorb the majority of this vitamin. This is why Marcola recommends that one should avoid using soap on the skin on the larger areas of the body that are exposed to the sun to give the sun its opportunity to absorb the fat-soluble vitamin D, which is removed by the use of soap. Now, when I come back to air my next episode, I'm going to give you a little bit more on heaven healing. I will go into the next episode that I'm going to be sharing will be on the illness, part two, illness chapter. Okay, that's going to be really, really interesting. So stay with me and tune in, call in, or go to the archive and listen to the recorded version on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Blog Talk Rezonias, Blog Talk Radio, Rezonias, Garden of Gethsemane, Blog Talk Radio, if you want to know more, if you want to follow up with this valuable life-saving information that I am sharing with you. I'm going to continue sharing it with you, and you can go on the website and you can listen to it to pull it out. Let me share another little tip here with the three solo goals.
Teach you their own truth. Open up your mind. Please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood. Would you?
Okay. Just wanted to go briefly on a tune. I don't have very much time left on this program, and this episode only has like about a minute plus few seconds there. So briefly, I just want to hit on this right now about preparing yourself. God promised. Okay, now very briefly, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. Prepare to put in proper condition for readiness. Expect to anticipate or await the occurrence of something. Always be prepared for the. Just how many times have you heard that statement? On the other hand, have you been asked even once to prepare for the unexpected? Okay, God has given us both corporate and individual promises. Yes, primarily through his written word, but also through the preached and prophetic word. For the great majority, if in the body of Christ there is a deep yearning and expectation for the fulfillment of these promises. But why the delay? Hey, why? Have you paused to consider that perhaps you've been in a season of preparation for your expectation? Preparation involves preparation and concentration, revelation, humiliation, communication, temptation, elevation, visitation, restoration, and manifestation. In my opinion, there are very few overnight blessings. Instead, the blessing usually comes when the night is over. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalms 30:56. This process of preparation is absolutely essential if you are to come into your season of fulfillment. Thank you very much. God enough assembly, spiritual assembly of God in Christ. Thank you.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of man.